I was let know by one of our listeners who works at the University of the Western Cape that a nuclear physicist at that university, Professor Nico Orse, has been doing some modelling around this as well. Nico, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. And you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just very interested, like many people, in this topic because it's hitting us right now.
You're a nuclear physicist, so should you be meddling in COVID-19 modeling?
We do a lot of modeling in nuclear physics. Nuclear physics is one of those fields where there's no theory of nuclear physics because it's very complicated. So we have lots of models, so we are experts on different kind of modeling, you know?
Because when it comes to the predicted number of deaths, the modeling that you've been doing suggests, along the lines of Piet Stryker at Panda, a much lower total death toll and death rate than the official modeling suggests.
That's right. So this is quick model here is, at this stage, is called the death model, the D model, we call it. And doesn't account for spatial migration. For instance, if you open up level 3 and those townships which are being hit more badly in Cape Town, say, they move and they start mixing with other people everywhere, right? So this spatial migration or people moving from, say, from Cape Town to the Eastern Cape, it won't be considered in our modeling. Our modeling, the first, this simple one is actually very simple. It tells you, we have been modeling this for many countries now. And we know what is the situation from China to Spain, Italy. So USA, we have done it for many countries before we did it for South Africa. And so far, the model is very good to predict all the way up to the peak. But then after that, then there's an asymmetric way down. The climbing down is not as steep, right? And for that process, which accounts for level 3 effects and other effects from spatial migration, as I mentioned before, you need to account for other, you need to implement other different models that we also develop ourselves. Okay.
Bottom line, what does your model suggest about what the peak death toll is going to be?
There are two important suggestions at this stage. You are right. At this point, the government, whoever is modeling for the government in the Western Cape, they claim that the pandemic peak will be beginning of August. We say that we already went through the pandemic peak end of June, like the 20th of June. So we are already climbing down in the Western Cape. So these are the good news, and you can see that from our modeling as now we are clearly climbing down. The next days will say, but remember that once level 3, we always model the number of deaths, and once level 3 is implemented, it takes about 30 days for anyone who gets infected on average to die, right? So right now is when we are seeing the level 3 effects in everywhere. In the Western Cape, in Gauteng, in the rest of Africa, it happens like 30 days after level 3 was implemented. So now is the time that we'll see clearly whether level 3 is affecting us or not. At this stage, so far, Western Cape is clear. So we are climbing down slowly, but we are climbing down the pandemic peak, which is something very different to what the government is predicting or what whoever is modeling for the government. However, for Gauteng, we have a negative story. And for Gauteng, things are peaking right now. And unless they make some decisions up there, the situation is not looking good. So these are the good news. Is Western Cape seems to be all right, seems to be going down. But Gauteng, who has been peaking very, very steep lately, and this is a very, very problematic situation right now.
Thank you very much to Professor Nico Orce, a nuclear physicist at UWC. His models suggest that the death rate in the Western Cape is likely to fall close to zero by the end of July, with a total mortality of less than 3,000. The latest statistics have just come in from the Western Cape government, and the latest number of new deaths is 40. The latest number of new infections in the Western Cape is 1,290. So again, that fits the picture of something which is kind of plateauing with a slightly downward peak, with a slightly downward trend to it. Total number of deaths, 2,139. Professor Orche says that the total mortality is going to be less than 3,000. I hope he's right.